Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Let's try to be with the breath all the way in, all the way out. As for any of the thoughts that wander away from the breath, just let them wander away, but you don't have to follow them. You can stay right here with the sensation of the breathing to give your mind a good grounding. Because we live in a world where there's a lot of challenges. And to face those challenges, you need to come from a good, solid place. Otherwise, things catch you on the fly, and you're already off balance, and they just knock you way over balance. But if you're well balanced and your center of gravity is low, nothing can knock you over. That's what we do, is we focus in on the body, focus in on the breath. Because otherwise, the mind is swimming around with ideas. And there's nothing really solid you can hold on to, which is why when it's swimming around and something else comes in, it can push you way far away. Whereas if you're with the breath, you know you're in the present moment. And you've got a position where you can look at your thoughts and not get carried away by them. And that puts you more in control. Instead of being a slave to the thoughts, you become their master. In other words, you think the thoughts you need to think, and you can put aside any other thoughts you don't want to think. And as you get better and better at this, your idea of what you want to think is going to grow as well. In other words, you get more discerning in what kind of thinking is helpful and what kind of thinking is not, and what you want your thinking to accomplish. This puts you in a much more solid place, because it's, after all, it's your thoughts that turn into actions and words. And if your thoughts are under control, that means your actions and words are under control, and that means that your life is under control, because your karma is what shapes everything else. So make sure you've got the beginning point in good shape, solidly based. And other things will sort themselves out.